SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve. And there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Benedict Kilang. Benedict was born in Sudan. As a child, he fled to Nigeria when war broke out. He spent the remainder of his childhood and teen years in a refugee camp before being relocated to the United States. Here's Benedict's story.
My name is Benedict Kilang. I am originally from South Sudan, and I was born in a town called Torit in 1970. My country initially was Sudan. We have 8 countries that borders our country. We have Egypt in the north, Libya, Chad, Central Africa Republic, Uganda, Kenya, and then Ethiopia. When I was back home, Eritrea was fighting with Ethiopia. There was a fight also in Uganda, and then there was a fight also in my country. Have you heard about the Lost Boys of the Sudan? So we actually scattered. People ran in different directions. I went towards West Africa. Some of my 8 mates went to Nairobi. And that's all a very long walk. It's not easy. You know, you need water, you know this. And when you're small, you cannot walk a long distance, right? When you see some of your friends dying, they cannot walk, and some are crying because there is no water, they are thirsty, and vultures eating people up, it's very scary. I came from a family of 5, my mom, of course, and my dad, and then I have my brother, and then our last one is my sister. My childhood experience was a little bit painful. I left my parents when I was 13 years old. But when I was small, of course, I was with my mom, my dad. I was in a boarding school. And then when the war broke out, we have to flee. And the school I was in was too far from my mom, my brother, sisters. It was far. So we have to run out. And that was a very bad experience that I had. And since then, I've never seen them. We fled to different countries. The country that I fled to was Chad. The language issue was a big problem. So I went to Nigeria in West Africa, where people speak English, because initially I went to a school in English. So I thought Nigeria would be good for me. So we were called refugees because we have fled our home country. United Nations High Commission for Refugees is a worldly body that takes care of people who flee their countries because of war. The UNHCR took care of us when we were in Nigeria. We were there for almost 7 years. Then the United Nations gave us an opportunity when life was becoming a little bit tough. I was already grown up. I was, I think, 28 or 29. I said, we're still living in camps. And we talked with the United Nations and tell them that I think we need to go further. We need a place where we can go to school. We can also have like freedom, because there in Nigeria, we're staying as refugees. There are some things we can do. There are some things we cannot do. So the only thing is we have to ask so that the United Nations can take us to a place where we can advance, be it in school. We can have a free life. And one of the places was United States. And that is how I ended up in the United States here. I came, first of all, to Pittsburgh, and I could see the Steel Tower in downtown. I think it's 62 or something. I went up there, and I was really amazed. Could see really almost the whole of downtown. It is really, really, really amazing. I've been to Italy. I have been to London. But since I came, Pittsburgh has been my home. Some of my first impression of America is the way people are so busy. People are time conscious because everything is with time. As opposed to where I come from, people really don't take time serious. That's why in some places you find they will say Sudan time, which means it's not the exact time. But here people keep time. You have to be at least 10, 15 minutes early. If you are late, at least 5 minutes, you are late. In my country, the busing system is not what you guys have here. Well organized, and it is timely, you know. You have to use a bus schedule. The bus won't wait for you. In my country, it's not like that. If the bus is empty, no passengers, the bus can decide to wait on a bus stop, at least to get two or three people. If the bus see you running from there, the bus will wait. You know, that's one of the very big difference. When I came here, I went to school. The way the schools are well-equipped, as opposed to some other places or third world countries that where things are not really in place. I went to school for business. I'm supposed to do international business, be it here or outside US, but I thought it is time for me to give back to help other people who are coming or who have a similar situation as I came to the US. I am planning to go back home. There is peace, and they need people to help in the development and management. You know, they need people to work. Since war broke out, many of us are here in the US. The people back home, very few people go to school. So our government back home is urging us to come back home and help. So maybe in the nearest future, I might go back home to contribute in the development of the country. I am quite sure it's going to be different. You know, most of the structures that I know before have been destroyed. So new ones are now in place. So that definitely is going to be something new for me to see. I left my country because of war, because there was no peace. In Nigeria, by then, there was peace. And of course, any place where there is peace, definitely you like it, right? Than war. So I like Nigeria when I moved in there because of war. But otherwise, there is no place better than your country. There is no place better than your home, right? But if there is no peace in your home, you are forced to stay somewhere where there is peace. The advice I would give maybe to you guys, maybe you'll develop an interest of going to other countries. The most important thing is the culture. When we came here, these were some of the things that we were shocked with. The culture here is different. It may be a little bit similar with Britain, London, but it will be different from other countries. Like if you go to the continent of Africa, it will be completely different. So I would advise people, the culture is very important for you to understand.
This episode is based on interviews conducted by Patrick, Isaac, and Jarrett from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.